It's 5 o'clock, so I'm going to call the Kituit Fire District Prudential Committee meeting of March 28th, 2016 to order. Is anyone recording? Amy Cates is recording. We'll have introductions, starting with the treasurer.
Michael Daly, District Treasurer.
Laurie Hadley, Prudential Committee.
Fran Parks, Prudential.
Charlie Eager, Clerk.
Any public comment? No public comment. We're ready to approve the short-term notes.
Sounds like a plan. This is the status of the borrowings of the district that I just gave you.
Okay.
So to the left side of the barrier is how we ended the year, the short-term debt that was outstanding in the top. And in the bottom is district meeting voted authority that hasn't been used yet at the bank. So we ended the year with $651,000 of outstanding notes. In this transaction we're going to do tonight, we're going to, through our budget, pay down $157,000 on the outstanding $651,000. And then we're going to issue new notes for the remainder of the balances on the far right at the top. So when we finish what we're going to do tonight, we'll still owe on the water system roadways. On the water system security system, and I can kill a couple of items at once, we have a $20,000 note outstanding, and we're allowed to hold notes out in total for 2 years before we have to pay down. That's a candidate for the USDA grant loan application, that project. So we're just going to roll the 20 and not touch it. We had budgeted to pay it down, and we had figured we'd pay it off the same as the five-year notes. But because we're hoping to get fully funded through the USDA, we're just going to roll that, which should protect us from any exposure on the grant side. The mains on Main Street, we're still going to owe $120,000. And a little further down now, we've historically had water debt. I've shown you the what I call non-water, and that's the property you bought on High Street. And we financed that property at the district meeting. We had an authority that was granted of $314,000. And most of the legal associated with that was paid right out of the budget. So we avoided borrowing because the difference from what we borrowed was what we would have needed to do the closing. So we never fully borrowed the $314,000. We borrowed $306,000 last year. We're going to pay a fifth down for $62,000, this ballpark, leaving $244,000 on that note with a plan to pay that off over the next 5 years. And under the law, we can pay notes off in 5 years, as long as they're paid in full. So the plan we had is still intact, except we've altered the $20,000 for the security system. And that's what I'm going to have you vote, is to issue a new note for $494,000. If you would be so kind as to entertain that, I will tell you a little bit about what you're going to be doing. The notes were bid on, they took in bids about a week ago. I don't see the date on this. March 17th. We got four bids, Eastern Bank, Cape Cod 5, Unibank, and Century. The bid ranged from a low of 70 basis points to a high of 90 basis points. Our bank, Cape Cod 5, won the bid at the 70 basis points, and that's who we're going to do the loan with. So we had an aggressive bid, and we fared fairly well. The note we're retiring and paying off is at 60 basis points, so it slipped up. Cost of short-term money. So I'm going to have you vote an authorization of a new note in the total of $494,000 with Cape Cod 5.
I move that we
issue a new note for $495,000 with Cape Cod Bond.
$494,000.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
This is the note itself. All right, we're all set. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Those will be in the mail tomorrow.
I'm going to move the take out of order the water and fire department budget so you gentlemen can be on your way. Who wants to start?
Thank you. Ted Barnacle, Board of Water Commissioners, Chairman. I gave you guys copies of it. I suppose I'll just read it real quickly. We are proposing a new budget for this year of $596,243. Last year was $589,955. That's a total budget increase of 1%. I can start back up with the salaries. The water superintendent will move to $90,500. Senior operator moved to $65,393. The operator's B&A will move to $38,500. The office manager at $46,000, and the overtime at $22,700. Water mains will stay at $13,500. Stations, tanks, $35,000. The water testing, the grounds will go down to $4,000. The water testing will go up to $8,800. And building repairs stay at $5,000. And meter replacement at $10,000. We're close to done there. Metering? Yeah. So that'll be something the next year. Okay, good. And then advertising went up to $5,000, postage $3,600, printing $4,000, computer copies $4,800 is a drop from $5,800, office supplies stay the same, uniforms the same, dues and licenses the same, gasoline, fortunately, $9,500, it's great, Truck repair, $3,000. Tools and hardware, $1,500. Chemicals, $24,000. Telephones, $3,200 down. Electricity, $71,000. I'd like to go back there in a second.
Okay.
When I go back. And heating, $2,500. Consumption assessment, $1,950. And conservation, $1,500. Legal and engineering is again at $50,000. Training education at $2,000. And the service connections at $26,000. For a total of $596,243. And the reason I wanted to go back to electricity is we have two on the solar. We have two pretty significant bids or returns on that solar field, and that looks good, very, very good. And that could affect us significantly in the upcoming year in terms of how much we're paying for electricity. If you help us a bunch.
So do you have any expectation when that'd be up and running?
That will be...
Yeah. We put the RFQ now, but they've got two qualified people, so
we're going to interview two of them. And both qualified and very, very good. So we're looking good at this. This looks good. So it helps a bunch. Yeah.
So is this, you'll generate all your, is this going to be owned by us or is this going to be owned by the electric company?
No, it will be owned by a private company.
Okay.
That's what they do. And they will give us credits per se.
Okay.
And we will gain credits in there. You know, for as much as $40,000 to $50,000 is what I understand.
Okay.
And that'll be significant in what we do if we're lucky. You know.
This by CVEC?
I don't know. We haven't. I haven't reviewed them yet. We'll see it next. Well, Chris might know. I don't know. We'll see it next meeting. Who the people are that have.
I'm not sure of the names. The engineering firm right now.
Right.
I tell you, right, Bonsall has it now, has their own solar field over at the airport. And it's cut our electricity costs down to almost nothing.
There you go.
But we also supposedly are getting money from off-takers, too. We only use a certain amount, and we sell the rest to off-takers. So.
I think when I understood it, we were going to get it as credits. So I think it's the same thing. We're talking the same thing, but I don't think we're going to get paid for the electricity. I think we're going to get credits.
We get credits and pay.
Oh, that's good. That's good. We'll take your word for it, Charlie. We'll do anything you want. Yeah, we're good. Yeah, anything. Yeah.
And it went through CVEC, which is part of the county.
Yep, yep. Oh, I see. Yep, right.
Okay, and Charlie McLaughlin was their representative.
Okay.
He was assistant town council.
Of course he was. Yeah. There is one small caveat to all this. We are going to take down that tank on Main Street. And when that tank comes down on Main Street, that means that we're not going to get $84,000 worth of income coming out of those antennas that are on that tank. And we are presently in the process of working with the Cape Cod Commission and Russ Kleekamp for an RFQ do a cell tower, which is significant. And I think our next move will be to meet with the Civic Association and give them an idea of what we're doing there. Although I can't envision that cell tower being a real issue. I don't think you'll even see it because we're going to have to go 200 feet setback and then around the corner. But who knows? Maybe somebody won't like the flag that we put up there. But we promised not to put up the rebel flag there. We'll use the American flag on that one. Yeah.
They do have cell towers that are disguised as trees.
Do you want one as a tree?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. You want an osprey on it too?
No. I don't need an osprey.
Oh, that would be a nice touch.
Yeah, that's right.
I know they do, Fran. We're talking just about everything. We've seen the California firs and the different trees, and what we're dealing with more so than anything is we're trying to get all of them on the same page. This would be all the cell people, and they have their own ideas of what would be best there. We will not own that. You know, we're going to lease the land and the property, and we'll take a percentage of what's going through that as opposed to actually owning that tower ourselves.
Yeah.
And we want to stay off the tanks. There's no question. We're done with that. We've had enough problems with it and people coming in unannounced and on the top, and Chris is finding hardware at the top that's not supposed to be there, and stuff attached to the side that wasn't supposed to be attached to the side, and, you know, we're done. Yeah, we're just done with that. We'll keep our tanks nice and clean. We'll give them someplace else. I was just up in Somerset. I was interested in Bob Lima's program up there. He actually has 3 cell towers now. And that's something that we can think of in the future, too. It doesn't have to just be one. It could be more than one.
Can we write Katuit on the cell tower?
That would be awesome. It'll be little tiny letters on there. These tiny letters about that big. But, I mean, we haven't even crossed out the possibility, really, of we haven't put it in. We haven't crossed it out either about the Katuit going on the tank. And I don't want to get people's hopes up, but we'll see how that goes, you know, when we get to the painting side of it.
Well, I think you should run a have people donate. They may want the letters there.
It was what was it, the lady's name that did such a good job at the for the property?
Jackie Button.
We have Jackie do it.
Yeah. She's semi-retired now, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a good raiser of money. Any questions at all? And like I said, total 1% increase in the budget.
No, I do have one question. I understand at some point we're going to have to add an automatic chlorine injection system. Is that correct?
No. Well, we've got some time. We've bought some time on that. But we have to go over that on the next meeting, and we really have to get our teeth into it. We haven't yet, and we have been mandated by DEP to make some changes.
Mm-hmm.
I personally am pretty upset about the whole thing. I think we got a left hook without even seeing it coming. And you know, these guys want us to do some things in these pumping stations. And Chris will shake his head. They want us to make them like Boston. You know? And we're not Boston, you know, so we are going to have to address this, though, and it's going to cost us some money.
Do I understand that's somewhere around a $700,000 investment? Could be. Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm not ready for that, though. We haven't stopped. Let's figure that out first, see what we can do.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
No articles this year? No articles at all? Thank you.
Good answer.
Evening, Chief.
Good evening. It's good to see everybody. How are we doing tonight? Good?
Good.
Excellent. Okay, so we did have our budget meeting at our regular fire commissioners meeting, and what we are presenting to you is what was approved with one exception, actually two, and that's at the very end of the articles. There was an $8,000 septic article that we were going to do. We removed that. So it's reflected on the new sheets that you have there. So you won't see that. So I just wanted, if you had old budgets, that's going to be missing. Okay, so we'll start from the beginning. The labor and salaries, as you know, we have to break it up to labor and salaries, miscellaneous, operating expense, and maintenance expense. And then we do have our appropriations, special appropriations. We'll start out with labor and salaries. As we go from FY16, I furnished you FY16 versus FY17. We are increasing the FY17 budget for salaries, labor and salaries, just very little, only due to the fact of the increases for step increases, contractual. So as we work down the page, you're going to see a total increase From last year, you'll see there's a discrepancy there at $508,000. So don't worry about that. We're just focusing on FY17. So the total is labor and salaries totals will be $1,393,431.69. As you go to page 2, where you see maintenance, that's obviously for the buildings, grounds, vehicles, communications, protective clothing, uniforms for full-time and call firefighters, office supplies, and miscellaneous. We've gone slightly down to $79,500 total. For the operating budget is right underneath that following it all the way down. You have a totaling operating budget of $249,450. And what we did below that is we added the miscellaneous expense because we have to have a miscellaneous according to our bylaws. And we have $1,000 there. So the total for the operating budget is $1,723,381.69. And the last page is the special appropriations. I kept the other things, the fire chief's vehicle and the fire engineer, just to show from last year. But all we're asking for this year is to still rehab 263 once the new 265 gets here in August, September. And it's looking really good right now. We have pitches. And it has been painted red and white now, so we're getting really excited. So it's in Florida. It came from Wisconsin, and now it's down in Florida where they put it together. So it's really getting excited. But we have $50,000 for a special appropriations on rehabbing 263. And then we also are looking for HVAC system. As you know, it's been leaking throughout about 5 years, probably 7 years, but we noticed it about 5 years ago. And we've kept on repairing it, and patching it. And the last time it was recommended that we replaced it, and that's at $26,000. So we've got a total of $76,000 on the special appropriations with a total fire department budget of $1,799,381.69. It's about a $561,371.54 difference from last year. And that is it.
So I have a question.
Yes.
I believe Medicare has a planned decrease, 4% decrease in paying ambulance fees. Did you account for that?
No, because that doesn't go to our budget. It goes right into.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So we did account for it, but it goes into the general fund. Yep.
Okay. And I don't know if you've gone out for bids for the air conditioning, but the company that did this building, I would consider getting a bid from them. He did a great job. I can get you his information.
Oh, that would be great. I appreciate that. Thank you. Definitely. Okay.
Any questions, Ms. Sadley?
No?
Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay. So I'm going to ask what is becoming a perennial, perpetual question. Any movement on the USDA?
Chris, last we knew is nothing, right? There's still nothing.
Any guesstimate that anybody have about?
There's a couple of problems with the
We have a little bit of a problem with the DUNS number. We've switched it from what they had originally was Town of Barnstable. So Mike sent back something to change it over. And we had an email back to us a couple times. Both our office and the office of GHD have called numerous times, and we keep getting a message. To leave a message, they'll call us back. And all it is just to verify the changes.
Mm-hmm.
And they have not done it, but they still say we're still on the way. They shouldn't slow it down. So the government, whatever you want to say.
Yeah,
it takes a little while. But we're still looking good on it. They still feel good about it.
Well, glad somebody's feeling good about it.
Sure. Friend, since I almost passed out when you said $700,000, we did have the Tata and Howard study that we had done on March 15th that gave us an estimate on what the projected budget was going to be for that cleanup of the stations and preparing them so that they could handle the chemicals. It's a total estimated projected cost of $300,000. Oh, okay. And you just saved $400,000.
Great.
And we also have one other small issue in Station 1 that will come onto this also. It could be a few more $40,000 or $50,000 for that one. But that's just all estimated at this stage of the game. But not $700,000. That's much better.
Yeah.
I'm going to finish up a real quick review of the budget with you.
Yes, they do.
This is already obsolete. They don't have a lot of numbers here.
Oh, okay.
We might be able to help Charlie out if we just look at the top page.
Mm-hmm.
There's always two housekeeping articles at the very beginning. Okay. So then we always do the reserve fund budget as number three, and that's already numbered because there wasn't much between two and three. Four has always been the administrative budget. I've left a couple of placeholders in case there's any articles that you folks have, but if you don't have any articles in that group, then we can drop the next number in for the file.
Right. Mm. We have to engage a structural engineer to.
Okay, we have a public building.
Yeah.
So we'll put it in,
okay,
like where the Freedom Hall and the,
yeah,
and the high street,
okay,
is. Okay. So unless you want to do something administratively, then we have some placeholders, but we're not going to have any articles. So fire would become number five. Charlie, see where I'm going to mark that zero into number five? So that's going to be your article five. And then rehab 263 would be number six. And the HVAC would be number seven. Then we go to the water budget, which would be number eight this year. And then water has no articles. So the next budget would be the public buildings budget, and that one will be Article 9. Then I've got placeholders there for either Freedom Hall or High Street if you have articles. You're going to have one for a structural engineer? Okay, so we'll make that number 10, and then we'll fill that in later.
And I'd like to, I've been working on getting an estimate for doing something about the lawn on the front of Freedom Hall.
Okay, so you want to make that an article?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll make that Article 11. And there's two placeholders there that will fit nicely for that. I'll fill those in and we'll drop in some numbers. And then the next one would be the streetlights, and that would be number 12 this year. And the next one would be library, so that would be number 13. And then the debt budget would be number 14. And the benefits budget would be number 15. And the stabilization fund would be number 16. And then I have an article I want to put in. We'll call number 17. And that's to rescind some of this excess debt. I made reference to it in the notes. Both the appropriation for the High Street, it was money for closing costs come and gone. We don't need it anymore. So I'm going to ask that the district vote to rescind that leftover $8,000. And the same with the Lowell Avenue restriction.
Yes.
There was a $10,000 for the cost of the legal associated with that restriction. That's pretty much all done. We just got to show up with a check at a closing, and that was all paid out of the water budget. We didn't borrow for that. Anything that occurs, we can probably cover either in this year's budget or next year's budget. So we're going to rescind $10,000 for that. So I'm going to have an article, we'll call it 17 now, to have the district rescind the excesses on both of us.
Okay.
It's just a housekeeping. Doesn't really fit into any department, so we'll drop it at the back. So that, at least, Mr. Clerk, will give us a 17-article warrant, bearing any petition articles, which will drop in at the bottom. Some of theirs?
Yeah.
Okay, so for money articles, we'll go with these numbers, and then you can fill in behind with petitions and other committee articles and so forth. Okay, good. So that's done.
Mike, I've got a question about the reserve fund and the fire department contract,
mm-hmm.
which isn't going to be addressed again until sometime in the fall. How are we going to pay them all the retroactive, whatever price they, whatever they set on?
Okay, time out. We'll go off the budget for a second. We're back in fiscal 16.
Okay. Okay.
You have an unsettled contract from fiscal 15 that needs to be funded whenever the contract gets settled. And you have an open budget right now that handles any transactions through the end of this fiscal year. So if the contract settles before the end of this fiscal year, either through the departmental budget, reserve fund, or district meeting votes, we'll fund and pay for it. Last year's retro and this year's cost of benefits associated with the contract changes. And then we will still need to put something into the 17 budget for that third year of the contract. Now, the chief's budget doesn't have anything built in for that. All right, we'll talk about that when we get into the 17 budget in the workshop. Now, under the statutes, if you do not complete that two-year negotiation period and fund it this year, and everything drops over the line and goes into next year, fiscal 15 is off the table. There is no retro by law for fiscal 15. So the statutes recognize that prolonged negotiations can get arduous, especially for budget purposes. So if the contract isn't done, dealt, signed, funded, and completed by June 30th, then there will be a 0 year for the bargaining unit for that fiscal year. So that it's also to incentivize completion. So your concerns are, how are you going to pay for 15 and 16 within 16? And I think we're probably okay there. Right? Worst case is we'll put an article on the district meeting and deal with that. If we cross into 17, well, that may happen. Then we're going to be talking about a retro for 16 only, and the cost of whatever contract gets executed for 17, right? So we'll go to district meeting, and we've got the ability to wiggle and jiggle until we get there. Anything we know that we can put in the budget that we, so we can pay these 2 years and get it behind us would be of great importance to the district this year. It would also be of great importance to the bargaining unit. If they choose not to do that, then the statute just kicks in, and we're talking about settling a three-year contract with only 2 years of funding. All right? So now we'll go back on to the 17's budget. All right? So we've renumbered the first page. I just want to flip you through the pages. And the reason you're asking about the reserve fund was because you looked at the next page. So I've just level funded that, and we won't discuss this tonight. I just want to say, sort of show you how good a shape we're in going into your next meeting for the workshop. And I'll update this tomorrow and email you the new revised version based with what we learned from water, and all the numbers will be good, and this obsolete document will be replaced tomorrow. Right, flipping on the next page, we get into the administrative budget, the elected officials, the salaries, the operation of the district. That's all pretty much beat into shape. We just got to work it out at the workshop. The next budget is the fire department. We just heard from the chief. That's been dropped in and tied back. The only thing that we need to make sure we keep an eye on is that unfunded contract. And that's all built to go, and that's got the two articles in it. And all of the articles that I was aware of, and we will continue to use that, will be funded with free cash. So we're trying to use non-recurring sources of funds for non-recurring expenses. And we're not getting a big demand, so we're going to end the year with a lot of free cash left over. And that we can always call a district meeting and use to fund a contract in order to settle it anyway. So that would be the source of funds if we slip into 17 with nothing, and we'll just call a district meeting and we'll deal with it through free cash. Or if we haven't set the tax rate, we can do this with tax. Two of the years should be funded out of free cash anyway if you're funding next year. Whatever you're back funding, because it shouldn't come out of current year revenue. It already should be sitting waiting in the bank for it to be paid. But the fire department's in, the articles are in, and the net-net without the contract or anything is about just under a 3% reduction on that budget. Water department, I just dropped in, and that'll mean I can get you that tomorrow, so that template will fill in. And then we come to the public buildings, and so that one's another one that you should pay attention to and make sure you've got comfort levels with where we're going and what we're doing. I've dropped in some things, and so we'll focus on that during your workshop as well, but you can come prepared. And I'll drop in the articles that we spoke of on this page in those two empty articles, and that would be the two you mentioned was the lawn here and the structure on High Street. Okay. So we'll have that filled in. We'll just have to drop some numbers in. And as soon as you have a sense of what the numbers are you want dropped in, just get them to me so we can get them in, because I'd like to have them for your meeting. Is it the 11th? I think we're meeting next. I've got an updated schedule for us as well. Streetlights coming down about 25% again this year. It's just turned into a real big deal. And we budgeted a couple of lights if people come forward and have them installed. So I think that budget's in good shape. Library, I just bumped it up 2.5%. If you want to debate that or change that, just need to let me know. We can put anything in there you want. You're going to recommend it. Page 13, the debt budget is built. It includes the cost of the notes we just issued tonight because they'll mature next April. We know we're paying 70 basis points on that $494,000, so that's our interest budget for next year. And then I've done some pro forma estimates of the cost of principal and interest for a pro forma USDA loan, and then I've funded the cost of the existing debt for the one older water tank. So that budget's in pretty good shape, pending in use from USDA. And then I gave you a pretty solid schedule of costs and benefits that ties back to this page 14 benefit article. The only thing we're estimating in there, we already have the rates for July 1. We just have to estimate a half-a-year cost of the Medicare products when they change the rates next January. We'll have a half-a-year of a new amount. And Cape Cod Municipal Health has said, just estimate a 12% rate rise. So it's really like 6% on, because it's only a half a year.
Right.
Okay, so I've built that all in, and I've tied this budget back to that schedule. So I think the benefits budget's all built in. I think that one's done. Let's just take a look at it and affirm it. The one thing I'd also note on that one is I've been funding the OPEB trust fund at about twice the amount that comes out. So you put in two and you take out one, so you basically net out one contribution, the cost of this current year. And I've got that to come out of free cash this year. It's not necessarily a recurring cost in it. You should be doing it, but you're not mandated to do it. And we've been using free cash pretty much, and we dropped it down a little bit last year, but we've got it, and it's going to stress your tax rate if we load that on this year. So we can debate that and talk about that. The trust fund's actually bringing in just over $95,000 this year.
Okay.
That's the cost of the benefits in the 17 budget, with the expected cost of COLA for half a year on the Medicare type of coverages. So I think we're all set to go there. We'll detail that when we go through this the next time we meet. And then on the last page is just the stabilization fund contribution, and that's budgeted right now at the same level it's been going on. And you can debate and change that if you wish, and that will also come out of free cash. That's a non-recurring requirement, so we'll do that. So the next time you see this, there'll be a page two with sort of a first cut at cost of taxation and what the funding sources. The question on the Medicare adjustment, it's so marginal, it's not really going to matter. We get so little of what we bill for reimbursements mm-hmm. that I don't think we might have some upside growth on volume, so it offsets whatever adjustment.
Okay.
It's not even a 1%. I think it was 70 basis points or something. They were going
to it's 0.04, I think.
Even less. So
yeah.
It's marginal, but we're aware of it. The antenna revenue is more concern, and so sort of keeping an eye on that as we get into the estimate of revenues coming into May will be important. So the timing of presumably they don't want to go off the air and they don't want to move, so their move will keep you with a rental amount. You won't miss a month's payment, in my estimation. Or a temporary, and then migrate.
We have to get that through the commission.
Yeah. So either you lose it or we don't, but it's not like you're going to be missing a quarter of a year because they have to rip it down and then.
No, we have to wait on that.
Okay. So we estimate our revenues ending June of 17. In May of 16. So we've got about a 14-month window, so we need to estimate them conservatively, if anything. So if you see any change in the growth that's generated from what you have now, just let us know, and we'll drop it down. Otherwise, okay. So as we go into the district meeting, we pretty much want to have a good idea of what we're going to hit the tax rate for. The other thing is we've had some discussion about rate adjustments, so there may be some of that to deal with.
That's going to be on the agenda for next time.
Okay. So that's then we're pretty much all on the same page on both of your revenue side issues. So the revenues will appear in the next document. This one doesn't have it because
okay.
we don't even have all the expenditures. So I think your budget's in really good shape. We'll have a really good working model in your hands at the workshop that we've scheduled next. And I will just give you this set of schedules that were revised. The only thing that's not firmed up is those village meetings, and I'm sure we'll get to that on the agenda down the road. So we'll pencil those in, and we'll pick this up at the next meeting.
I just wanted to note for the people that are here that for the street electricity for streetlights in 14 was $24,493, and the proposed for FY17 is $7,500. So that's a 30% decrease with the new lights.
We did a good thing when we put those lights in.
All right.
And John, just make sure these are good. I think I emailed you this, but I just want to make sure these dates are solid. Send to the board. Thank you.
Okay.
So I think we got 17's budget completed, and the grant application's completed, and the water department's budget's completed.
So next on the agenda are the Freedom Hall doors, which I understand when the water people got here this evening, one was left open. So I went out and entertained bids for the work, which we'd be to install 4 crash closers on these 2 doors up here and on the 2 in the basement with the lock sets, and they'll be lockable. 4 automatic door closers. And replace the 2 steel doors in the basement and also weather strip these 2 doors up here and repair the 2 safety gates on the back stairs to the basement. And I spoke to 3 people, Mr. Kerr, Peterfield Construction, and Sturgis St. Peter. He's the one who did work at the fire station. Neither Mr. Kerr nor Mr. Field were available at this time. So there are basically no bids. And Mr. St. Peter's bid is $10,582.99, which I think is reasonable. It's $5,937 for materials and $4,645 for labor. And it's going to be a fair amount of labor. So if I could have a motion to accept.
I move we accept Sturgis St. Peter's bid of $10,582 to fix these darn doors so that they're not left open all the time.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So moved. I haven't actually, next is High Street Structural Evaluation. I really haven't gotten any estimates on doing that yet. I believe when I spoke to Mr. Grassetti some time ago, we thought his structural evaluation would be somewhere around $5,000. But I'll get something firmer on that.
You know, there's a gentleman on the Historic Commission who might be able to help us out with that.
Oh, if you
can. George Jeffrey.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I know him. The district office, I know the fire department is rather anxious for us to vacate their premises, and I was thinking about the possibility of one of those construction office motorized or, you know, yeah, buildings and putting it at High Street.
Yeah. We've certainly got room for it. There's water there and storage already.
Yeah, electricity.
Electricity.
So I thought I would ask Stan to see if he could work on that and get some prices for us. I've also been talking to the IT department of the county.
Okay.
I spoke about this last year, and they're going to be doing web business for towns, districts, and things like that.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So they have been talking back and forth with our webmaster, mm-hmm, and so hopefully we'll be able to migrate over to them July 1st.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
I haven't gotten a firm cost on it, but it's going to be less than what we're paying now. And I'm going to the Civic Association Executive Board meeting next week.
When I spoke to Rich Bowden, his concern was that he didn't think the nomination papers had to be turned in by the time of their meeting, and that's why they have it backwards as far as I'm concerned.
Isn't it April?
It's right here, April 20th.
April 20th. So I haven't got a calendar with me, but isn't theirs the third Tuesday?
Yes, it is. Well, I've got my phone.
Well, I would expect that anybody that's interested in running is going to hopefully have their papers returned by then.
Yeah.
I'm working on it.
Yeah. And so they have April 20th. Is that after the nominations close? The third Tuesday?
It's the day.
Oh, yeah. So that's
the 20th day is the day that the court certifies the signatures to Charlie.
Okay.
The date above is the last day.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the answer is yes. They'll know who's running. Unless they don't have the signatures, and she'll have them to us before the 20th, I suspect.
So
if they're going to do a candidate tonight, there's no reason why they can't do it.
Right, and do the budget at the same time,
yeah,
and just make it a one-night process. His reasoning that he gave me for why they wanted to do the budget prior to the budget actually being closed was so that the people could make recommendations about changing the budget, but that's actually what the purpose of the annual meeting is.
Yes.
So, I'll let Mike know as soon as we have I speak with them, what they decide to do.
We'll take the calendar and circulate it.
Are the
papers being distributed from the water department?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll put that on here, too. So that's new this year, right?
Last year,
they did them from there last year. Too difficult. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that's going to be, everybody should know, the papers are available at the Water Department.
So the last item is the minutes from the...
You skipped over the treasurer's recruitment.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I did email you. I didn't send one to Charlie. You had asked me to draft an ad for the paper.
Yes.
And that's what I came up with, and I thought it would be a good idea if we put this on the website.
Great. I wanted to ask Mr. Daly if he could review this for us.
Yeah.
Requirements and see if there should be any additions to that.
Okay. I got this email today and printed these, so I'll take a look at it in the morning and button up all this paperwork and get back
okay.
to it.
When do you think we should start the advertising? Ms. Dadley?
Well, we have to have somebody in place the 1st of July.
So, have somebody appointed by, or somebody confirmed by June 1st. So that
would be great, yeah.
So we should probably start, do this in the beginning of May.
Yeah, sounds good.
Does that sound reasonable? Okay.
All right.
Did you have a chance to review those minutes?
Yes. Didn't see anything.
Okay, I'll accept a motion to approve the minutes.
I move we accept the minutes of the February 22nd, 2016 meeting.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
So moved. Accept any other business?
I move we adjourn.
Also.
Just a quick question.
Sorry, Chris Wiseman, Superintendent Kachua Water. We made some decisions tonight on a bylaw change and something that we need to put in. When does Charlie need that information by? Or is this something, Laurie, you could help me with? Is this something for the bylaw committee or is this something for us?
No, you have the right to put in bylaw changes.
Is the bylaw committee putting some in also?
We are. I don't know. I don't remember what we discussed back to you.
I haven't.
Yeah. Okay.
We do have some written stuff.
The warrant closes the 25th.
The 25th. Okay, so get something to Charlie by then. Okay.
Yeah, because that night they vote at their next April meeting, the warrant closes.
Okay. So we'll get something to you by then, and if you have something you want to talk to me about, we can.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. I know where to find you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So we are adjourned.